This is Apollo Control, 99 hours, 31 minutes, ground elapsed time into the mission of Apollo 16. To recap the current situation here in Mission Control Center, various considerations are underway on whether or not to continue the mission with a later landing, or to have the two spacecraft, Orion and Casper, rendezvous, dock, and do a trans-Earth injection burn using the Lunar Module's descent propulsion system. This would assume, of course, that the service propulsion system on the command module is inoperative because of the apparent problem in the SCS, or stabilization control system, which in turn drives and controls the SPS system aboard the command service module. We have something in the neighborhood of 5 revolutions, or about 10 hours, in which to reach the decision on the outcome of the lunar landing. As Orion came around the east limb of the moon this last revolution in preparation for power descent initiation, they were prepared for the landing. However, Casper, piloted by Ken Mattingly, reported that he had not made the circularization burn. Since that time, there have been many huddles here in the control room. Engineers are going over drawings in the back rooms. Simulations are underway here in, at Manned Spacecraft Center to determine the nature of the service propulsion system control problem. And hopefully by the time the crew comes around the corner again, some 31 minutes from now, at least some clarity will come out of the situation. But, as I mentioned earlier, it may take the entire 5 revolutions. The limit of 5 revolutions has to do with the orbital geometry, because after that time, the orbital plane of the lunar module would have drifted so far away from the landing site that there's not ample propellant to steer into the Descartes landing area from the present orbit without a plane change. At 99.34 and 30 minutes and 30 seconds from acquisition of signal, both spacecraft, this is Apollo Control.